stay in your car, in the driveway. Radio show, Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
True it is, and thank you very much for your time. It is now time for Right or Wrong. That is when we're joined by the talents of John Wright, who's the Executive Vice President of Maru Public Opinion, for some of the things that are affecting us on a daily basis in our community, or just some cool numbers that we can marinate in. But today we're going to talk about the workplace and when people will want to retire, if they ever can. Very good point, John. How you doing?
I'm great tonight. What a great day it was today.
Oh, so beautiful. Yeah, it was so beautiful, as are you. Let's take a look at the numbers today. Can you paint the picture of what we're talking about with the workplace?
Yeah, a brand new set of numbers. It's just a snippet of a big study that one of my colleagues did, and it's on talking to people who are employed. So these are workers across the country. And asking them some questions about their jobs and about retirement and a series of other things. I think we got to get to the last section of this because I think it's going to be the most interesting. So I'm going to begin by asking you the first question. You ready?
Yep.
43% of Canadian workers find their job intellectually challenging. 43% find their job intellectually challenging, right or wrong?
I'm going to say right.
I'm going to say wrong. 32%.
Whoa. So 32.
One-third. Yeah. But what's interesting to me is in the regions, the people who are least likely to find their job intellectually challenging live in Ontario, Atlantic Canada, and in British Columbia. The people who find it most challenging are in Alberta and Quebec. 41% in both of those places.
Interesting.
So
Do we dig deep and find out why that might be, or is it?
No.
No, okay.
Not tonight. Got no time.
Right. Okay. No, intellectually challenging across the nation, 32%.
All right. So if we do intellectually challenging, then we'll go to the next one. Right or wrong, 40% of Canadian workers are enthusiastic about their job. 40%, right or wrong, are enthusiastic about their job.
I don't know. I think the first number would correlate with the second question. So I'm going to say... I'm going to say that's wrong.
I'm going to say that's right. And I'm going to say it's 40% tonight.
Oh, man.
But what's interesting, again, is where workers are the most enthusiastic and where they aren't. But enthusiasm comes the most in Quebec. 48% are enthusiastic. Alberta, 44%. And the Maritimes, 43%. So then we said, how many people, just straight up, do you like your job? Do you like your job? Yes or no? Like no equivocation on this one. Right or wrong? 63% of Canadians like their job. Right or wrong?
I'm going to say that's right.
I'm going to say it's wrong. That's 3 for 3 so far. 85%. Yeah, well, you know what? You scored last week. You were just on fire last week. So you're cooling off. 85% on asked yes or no. Do you like your job? 85% of people across this country said that they did.
I'm happy to hear that, but I mean, I'm sure everybody is, but that's good to know. I think I just assumed that a lot of people were stuck in positions where they couldn't really do what they liked, but that's a great number.
Well, but you know what? There's another, as I said, this is a big study, and I'd like to return to it maybe in the next week or the week after, because there's a whole series of things that we tested about what's going on in the workplace. So while they may say, look, I like my job, there's a lot of things in the workplace that they're not so keen about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the interaction that, have you ever been passed over for a promotion you actually thought you deserved? Well, okay, there's about a quarter of workers who believe that. You know, have they ever had to deal with a really caustic kind of email from somebody that they weren't expecting? Yeah, almost about the same. So there's conditions around it, but you might like your job, but you're distracted by some of those other things. So the question really comes about retirement. And you know, we have a growing and aging population. We actually have a lot of workers now who may be older. And I don't get corporations. I kind of go in and say, look, you've been here for 30 years. You've got this big salary. So we just shoot you in the head. They lose all that intellectual knowledge, all the institutional stuff. When they could have gone to somebody and said, look, do you want to take a pay cut in $60,000 and stay? You know, and somebody probably would have said, yes.
Yeah.
But here's what you get. So How many people do you think say, when asked the question, what age do you expect to retire? They say never. So is it 28% of Canadians say that they will never retire, right or wrong? 28% right or wrong.
I'm going to say that's right.
You got that one. 28%. It's astounding.
Wow.
It's astounding because you look right across the board, and Atlantic Canada is kind of interesting. Now, we asked the question, I'll just give this to you. We asked the question, when do you think you'll retire? And then you get to put in your own number, right? The average retirement projection for people is 60.5 years of age. Now, if you go up to the boomers who are still working, they actually think that they're going to be around 66 by the time they retire. But if you go out to the Maritimes, it's a really interesting thing. 36% of people who are working in the Maritimes say that they don't think they'll ever retire, but they have the youngest age of retirement. They think that they're going to retire at about 57 years of age.
Wow, good
for
them.
So we've got this, the people who are actually most likely to say they're going to have to work forever, the Gen Zs. Aged 18 to 26, those people who can't buy the house, who are seeing, you know, the way they are right now in their own lives, those are the people who are least likely to think that they're going to retire.
We have one of them as our technical director right now who just, I think, is faking crying. So, yeah.
Well, is he a Gen Z or is he a millennial?
He is 18. When did he turn 19?
October.
Okay. He's an 18-year-old technical savant.
Well, here's what I would say to that, as I would say to my children. And then is by the year 2036, it's not that far away, the entire boomer population is kind of going to shuffle off its mortal coil.
Yeah.
So just before that, they'll be selling their homes. All of a sudden, there'll be a flood of real estate under the market. And guess what? You'll pick it up for a song.
Yeah. Even though you won't have a job because you've been replaced by AI. Yeah, but
well, no, he'll be looking after elderly people. Come on, there'll always be a job for them.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Those are some interesting and maybe some concerning numbers there.
Well, you know what? We'll come back next week with some different ones, maybe in the workplace or maybe about the economy, some things like that. Nowadays, it's a really different atmosphere out there. I always think that while we went into the COVID, not knowing what we were expecting, I think we're dealing with what I would call the reckoning right now. I think there's so many conditions and issues going on, whether it be workplace or the economy or other things, that we're just kind of, we're still responding to what happened in COVID. We're not through this yet. And I think that's deeply concerning for Canadians right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. John, always appreciate your time on a Tuesday night for John Right or Wrong. Thank you very much for your time.
Always a pleasure. Have a great evening.
You too. John Wright, Executive Vice President of Maru Public Opinion, with a snapshot about how people are feeling about their jobs in 2023. All right. Coming up after the news here, we've got David Cooper, who's standing by in about 20 minutes time. Also, Slow News Day is back tonight. And more of your phone calls. I'm Jim Richards. This is the iHeartTalk Radio Network.